This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen handed over a consignment of humanitarian aid for Palestinians from Gaza to the Egyptian Red Crescent Saturday and offered thoughts on the long-term solutions to the conflict, as VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Von der Leyen said the European Union had quadrupled the humanitarian aid to Gaza to about $109 million and had organized 15 flights bringing aid for Gazans to the nearby Egyptian city of Arish, with more to follow. But von der Leyen said the international community needs to look ahead to what the ultimate, lasting solution to the conflict might look like.
Even as we deal with the urgency of today, we must also think about what the day after could look like and how Israelis and Palestinians can regain hope, have a perspective. And for this, they need a political solution. And this horizon is a two-state solution.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Hungary's prime minister has further signaled that his government is likely to present a roadblock to Ukraine's ambitions to join the European Union. Speaking at a biannual congress of his nationalist political party on Saturday, Prime Minister Viktor Orban said that Ukraine is, quote, light years away from EU membership. He says he and his government will, quote, resist talks scheduled for mid-December on whether to invite the country to start accession negotiations. Admitting a new country requires unanimous approval from all existing member countries, giving Orban a powerful veto. The Hungarian leader is one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's only EU allies. He has argued that membership talks should not begin with a country that is at war. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram,